Hello, Simon here. Today I want to talk about the Spanish flu. This disease of 1918-1919 is so much more important today than ever before, not less than it was back then when so many people died. And I want to show you what happened and why. And I'll try to make this one a short episode. So what we can see in this article, for example, is that a doctor in 2020, Gary G. Coles, describes the Spanish flu as a bacterial pandemic caused by vaccine injections. Now, we are going to see that all the information is actually available freely and very easy for everybody to see. So what happened? How do we know that? Not just from this article, but other sources, very credible, such as this one. This is a descriptive pamphlet from what was then called the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research. They are the ones who created the vaccine, then called a serum, anti-meningitis vaccine for the fresh troops that were just enlisted and drafted and about to send to the hastily rushed war, or the joining of the US forces to the war in Europe, which was about to end. So in the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research, they created this staphylococci cocktail, meningococci and pneumococci, from the pus of horses, as was the flavor of the day at the time. And they used the soldiers to test this cocktail on. And we also have this description from Dr. Frederick L. Gates. Described this pandemic as having started at Camp Funston in Kansas, and the first victims were brought to the hospital at Fort Riley, adjacent to Camp Funston. Now, let's see, what else do we know? We know that people started dying, and they were dying from pneumonia. This is what the doctor describes here at Camp Funston. And we know a lot because of this distinguished person whose name is Eleanor McBean, who lived in the 20th century. And she was a young adolescent at the time of the pandemic in 1918. Later, she became a PH medical doctor, and she described what she saw from firsthand sight and in books, quite a few that she wrote. And this woman, this lady, is so important in American history that, for example, Wikipedia did not as much as give her an article after her name. So we are going to try to fix this today. Here is how it started. This is a picture from the era, and you can see people standing in line to get vaccinated with this lethal cocktail of meningococci and pneumococci. And Here is another one. And then it all went wrong, very, very wrong. And we see sites such as this. Makeshift hospitals, very much like we see in the current epidemic or so-called epidemic. And it soon changed to this. And this. Now, remember, this was a bacterial injection. Not only was it not viral, but nobody knew what virus was at the time. The term virus was going to be forever hijacked by some distinguished people and made into a pseudoscience, as we shall see. So, let's go on. Face masks. Are you familiar with this site? These are soldiers, I guess, about to be sent abroad to fight in World War I, which was known then as the Great War. It wasn't so great, though. And it soon changed the narrative. It changed into this: wear a mask or go to jail. Yeah, so what was happening here, as is happening today, is that people who were injected with a lethal cocktail of staphylococci bacteria, which caused many of them to die, were being accused of spreading a disease. So they were forced to wear masks or go to jail. And it didn't end there. How about public places ordered closed? Sounds familiar? And let's move on. How about this thing? Public notice, prevent spread of Spanish influenza. All schools, public and private, churches, theaters, moving picture halls, pool rooms, and other places of amusement and lodge meetings are to be closed until further notice because you are spreading a disease. So the fatalities were not blamed on the lethal injection of a bacterial cocktail. Let's move on and see some more things, such as this one. Oh, this is an anti-mask meeting. Some people thought that masks were not justified, as indeed they weren't, because no coughing person ever during this disease has caused another human being to get sick and die. It was only the vaccines, as Eleanor McBean recollects. Pity she's no longer with us, she's passed away. But here it begins to get really, really odd. Here is a paper from Oxford Academic, the Journal of Infectious Diseases. Do you recognize the honorable Jesuit Anthony S. Fauci? He's the leading author of this paper. And he says, no less, that the 1819 Spanish influenza pandemic was caused by an H1N1 flu virus, no less. And it killed between 50 and 100 million people. And he continues to say that the genetic sequencing of the entire genome of the 1980 virus has been achieved. So it's as if they had a time machine and they could go back all the way there and then sequence the genome of the virus, which didn't exist. So how come is the Honorable Fauci involved in this fraudulent paper? You're asking, probably, as did I. Here is Jesuit MD Anthony S. Fauci receiving the Medal of Freedom from former President George W. Bush. So I wasn't the only one to raise this question. And I can tell you that behind the scenes, there was quite an uproar about this fraudulent paper. And as a result, oh, let me just show you that this is from 1st of April, 2007. And as a result, this was published a little bit more than a year later in 2008, Anthony S. Fauci. Now, what he says here is, you know, sort of like making amends to the frauds of the previous paper. I have no idea why that first paper was not retracted. Neither do I know about this one, because look what it says. We examined lung tissue from autopsies. And what we found was that there was a predominant role of bacterial pneumonia as the cause of death. But then he goes to say, the conclusion that the influenza pandemic, remember, it wasn't an influenza pandemic, it was a pneumonia and meningitis pandemic, likely resulted directly from secondary bacterial pneumonia. Secondary to what? That's a problem. It wasn't secondary, it was primary. There was no other factor at all. There was no virus. It was a bacteria, and it was being injected to millions of people. And the distinguished Rockefeller's Institute of Medical Research made millions of doses and shipped them overseas to many, many countries. And hundreds or tens or I don't know how many millions of people got this, and many of them died. So this is forever trying to hijack the pseudoscience of virology to a make-believe science of some, you know, influenza virus that was involved somehow in this genocide. I shouldn't use the word genocide. I don't know if this was intentional. Maybe they didn't mean to kill all these tens of millions of people. They did anyway. So to conclude this, this is, I promised I will try to make this short. If you want to look for books of by Eleanor McBean, you can find some, you know, this one, Image Not Available. You can find this one in Google Books. You can even read online parts of it. What do I have more? Here is one that you can preview. It's called The Poisoned Needle, Suppressed Facts About Vaccination. And here is Amazon, some of her books. This one surely could not have been printed in 1777, could it? And maybe just the last one. This is a cover of a book. Vaccines, the biggest medical fraud in history. So, to conclude, the Spanish flu was not Spanish, and it was not a flu, and it killed maybe 100 million people worldwide. And it was caused by injection of a cocktail of bacteria, pneumococci and meningococci bacteria, that caused severe pneumonia in all those people who died. And only those who got vaccinated by this was then called serum died. Not all, but nobody who didn't get this died ever in that pandemic, that bacterial pneumonia called the Spanish flu. Thank you very much. I hope I have the chance to talk more about this terrible pandemic and about how this affects us to this day with fraudulent data and the fake science called virology. Thank you very much for being with me.